95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. I am the Slug Monstrosity, and here is my pal Kevin.
Test, test, 1, 2, 3. All right, you ready?
Yeah, man, do it. Like, tell the kids all about the high-low contest. Last guess was 63, which was low, and the jackpot is up to $1,500. We're going to do that sometime between now and 4.
Oh, sorry. I was waiting for you.
Okay, well, go ahead, man. I tell them what we're going to do today, the exciting things we got coming up. Kevin.
Kevin here. Hold on. Kevin here. Sorry, I have to swallow. Okay, I had to swallow. Sorry, I have to swallow. Kev, you son of a bitch, right? Wow, I gotta swallow again. What the fuck? That is stupid. Gotta swallow. Sorry, I can't stop swallowing. Listen, I'm a child. Got a lot of spit. Is that weird?
Not for you.
Kevin here. You know I love my car chases. This one yesterday involved, God damn it. Now he's chilling. Man, oh dear Lord, I'm going to start again. Nope. I have a lot of spit, man. I don't know what to do.
Kevin never swallows at home.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
It's what's left of Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
I'll bounce back.
A little hangover from the food show. Nice.
Not worried, I'll bounce back.
In 3 or 4 weeks.
Right. Between 4 and 5.
Yep.
We're going to give you a chance to win Disneyland tickets.
Yeah, we've been doing all this week, and we got one more day of it.
4 one-day, one-park tickets to the Disneyland Resort. Tell people what they're listening for in the 4 o'clock hour.
Shepherd Fairey, oddly enough. Shepherd Fairey's going to show up and say something, and when he does between 4 and 5, be caller 13. That's odd, isn't it?
It is odd, yeah.
It's very odd.
This story comes out of Grand Haven, Michigan. A judge has ordered a Western Michigan couple to pay $30,441 to their son for throwing out his porn.
Mom threw away your best porno mag.
Mom and dad.
Busted.
U.S. District Judge Paul Maloney's decision this week came after 8 months after David Working, 43 years old.
Oh, dude.
Won a lawsuit against his parents.
Were they still living at home in the basement?
He was. He had just gotten a divorce, so he was living with them for about 9 months. Before he moved on.
And he had a big old stash of prawn.
I mean, that's $40,000 worth.
Oh, what was it, collector's items?
I don't know.
Was it like, original versions of Deep Throat on film? What?
I don't know. It's incredible.
Wow,
it's
no
really
kidding.
The judge followed the value set by an expert. I want to know who the expert was.
I hope it wasn't Ron Jeremy.
Because I'd like to hear the court proceedings of, the judge
going. Hell yeah.
The judge going, all right, how much is Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Balls worth?
Oh my God, I'm just thinking of the list from Clerks when he's listing off all the movies. And we can't say most of any of them on the air.
What can I get for the Titanic?
The Titanic.
Spankenstein. Okay, how about Forrest Hump? Because that's really high quality.
That actually one exists, I believe.
Does it?
Yeah, Forrest Hump. Sure.
Throbbing Hood? The Whore of the Rings?
Oh, these are my favorites, man. You never worked in a video store, did you?
No, I did not.
I actually worked in one. We had a little room in back, and in fact, those were the titles. And weirdly,
they're always hilarious.
It was part of our job to take them home and review them. I was like, all right, I'll take
that
this job.
That is a flat lie.
It's a fact.
That's a lot. What?
Actual fact. And she was like, you don't have any problems with
porn.
Yeah, to watch it and be able to tell the customers when they came in, oh, that's worth your $5 right there, because it was $5 rental. And I'm like, sure. Okay, if you insist.
You're totally making this up.
No, it's totally true.
There's no way it's totally true.
Totally a just fact. Isn't. A fact.
What can I get for Spankenstein? For the Sex Files.
I
can't figure this out. The parents also had to pay $14,500 to their son's attorney. So they had to cover his costs for going to court.
I mean, not only did they, first of all, it's pretty crazy that they would throw him away. But secondly, then to step it up and take it outside so that everybody knows that, hey, I'm 40, I'm at home, I'm divorced, and my mom and dad threw away my porn.
Mom, I need that.
Where's he going to live next time he gets divorced?
I don't know.
$40,000's not going to last very long.
I mean, he sued his parents, so I'm assuming not there.
Probably not there next time.
It sounds like his dad was in it more than
His mom.
Was in the porn?
Because his... No. Throwing it out.
Oh, I see.
His dad said, frankly, David, I did you a big favor getting rid of all this stuff.
My dad actually threw away my records one time. All my 45s.
What?
Yeah. All my rock records.
Did you sue him?
I should have.
Why would he do that?
He just didn't like it. He didn't like the music.
So what? Yeah. You liked it.
Yeah. But I put it away for a little while, and he took it upon himself to decide that I was done with it. I was just bored with the 45s I had. And the next thing I knew, he threw them away. I never thought to sue him. I could, right?
You could have got $40,000.
I wouldn't be quite as embarrassed to take in front of a judge.
That's true. But imagine being 43.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
And going to court and saying, this is my porn. Yeah. I need it.
Daddy needs his binky. Yeah. Come on. Oh, I shouldn't be playing this one for you, Kevin. Have a drink on me right now?
No, I'm
don't
just
going to
turn my headphones down.
Hair of the dog.
Did you just wink at me?
Hell no.
That was odd.
I did wink at my dog the other day. It was very frightening. I don't know why. She just looked like she wasn't feeling very good. She hadn't been a little lethargic. And so I found myself winking at the damn dog. I'm like, that's lame.
I truly believe that there's 1% of human beings that can pull off a wink.
Oh, man,
everybody
I haven't met one
else looks
yet.
Terrible.
Yeah.
Everybody else looks
winkers
terrible.
Winkers are
wankers. You for sure.
I didn't wink. You're
at
crazy,
your dog.
Man. You want me to wink at you,
your
baby.
Dog.
Yeah, that's sad. I feel bad for the dog.
There is a woman who drafted a 17-page relationship contract for her new boyfriend after 2 weeks of dating.
2 weeks.
2 weeks.
Forget a prenuptial. This is a pre-anything.
Yes. It is a 17-page contract. I can't imagine what you would fill up 17 pages
with. Yeah, please tell me you have some of the content.
I do.
Oh,
I'll get to it.
Yeah.
She wrote down what her expectations were for the new relationship and what she expected him to do. And by the way, he said, I'm in.
Oh,
right?
Dude.
Boo.
You're making it bad for the rest of us.
They will be celebrating their first anniversary in October, and she says she will be doing a year review.
Oh, man, this dude, I thought I had low self-esteem. That puts noodles in everybody to shame.
Isn't that awesome?
Wow.
He's got to sit down across the desk from her and get graded on how he did.
Oh. Wow.
They met on, let's see, where did they meet?
I'm keen to see the old-fashioned grading system where I hate you, I can't stand it anymore,
yeah,
break
I mean,
things.
That.
That's, you know.
The 21-year-old is Annie Wright, and Michael Head is 23 years old. He's the guy that is fine with the contract.
Wait, his last name is Head?
Yes.
What's wrong with his head?
Mm-hmm.
What dude?
The contract came with four main objectives: honesty, communication, awareness of the partner's needs, and clarity and alignment in their intentions. I'm trying to give out what the contest.
That's disgusting.
What the content is. You stop interjecting.
I'm gonna puke.
I made the idea as a joke, she says,
sure.
Which I call BS.
Yep.
Then he said,
yeah.
No, seriously, we can do that and talk about it.
No
possible way.
Boo.
That is a lie. It's also a lie.
Well, it's working, apparently, for him.
The two met on Tinder in October of last year.
That's not the sort of Tinder couple you expect.
Correct, correct.
How about right now on the floor is what you expect.
Right. That's certainly what you're hoping for. The contract included.
Oh, man.
No silent treatment.
Ah!
I don't know anyone that could promise that. I mean, sometimes that's the best.
Yes.
Like, sometimes keep your mouth shut is the best way to get through stuff.
Absolutely.
He was to pay for date nights.
That's a gibbon. I mean, if he's not going to anyway, for the most part.
He is not to isolate her from her loved ones. She also demands a romantic gesture once every 2 weeks.
That just takes the guts out of a romantic gesture and throws him on the ground and stomps on him.
Listen to this. He must work out at least 5 times a week.
That's fair enough.
Yeah, she's
That's
like,
the only one that should be.
I don't want you fattening up. And he must send her flowers twice a month.
You don't send me, so I'm going to make you sign this contract.
How?
Wow.
Crazy is that?
Wow.
That's like I'm out the door when you say 17 before you say page.
Yeah. And then you start going into this.
Every 2 weeks he has to send her flowers. He has to work out 5 days a week.
And some sort of romantic gesture. I got a gesture for you. Tell you what, 95.5 KLOS Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. You know, it's Sluggo. If you had told me back in the 1980s that Journey and Billy Idol would be playing a show together, I would have looked at you askance. And if you had said, oh, that's going to be happening in the year 2021, I would have said, what are you, time traveler man, or what? And then I probably would have bummed a cigarette off of you. But that is what's happening. April 4th at the Honda Center, April 5th at Staples Center. Those tickets on sale right now via Ticketmaster. But you don't care because you're going to be caller 13. 818-955-KLOS. If you are, you absolutely win those tickets. And then you get to play our precious little high-low game. Now, our pal Marcy played it at the 1 o'clock hour. Someone guessed 63. That number was too low. So if you want to try and be caller 13, 818-955-KLOS, go a little higher than 63, but not higher than 95. You hit the number, $1,500. So good luck. My invisible friend Kevin, would you push the button that starts the little jingle? Thank you, invisible friend Kevin. Who are you?
This is Vicky.
Vicky, you are caller 13.
Oh my God.
That means you win yourself some concert tickets. Now, do you want to play our precious little high-low game, or do you not like gambling?
Oh, I love it.
Me too. Let's go to Vegas right now.
All right.
Screw the game, screw the music, screw everything else. Let's just go to Vegas. What do you say?
Oh, that'd be awesome. I just moved from Vegas.
Oh, get out of here. Well, welcome to LA. You moved to where we all want to be.
I know.
Well, you should be really good at this then, since you're from Vegas. The last number was 63. It was low. Somewhere between 0 and 95 is the number that's going to get you $1,500. What number do you think it should be?
91.
91. I can see why you would go that high, but ox.
Are you high? Are you high?
Damn it.
You are high as a kite.
Damn it. Yeah, too high. But still, you got the Journey of Billy Idol tickets.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Try Preparation H for that Ring of Fire. Now available.
That sort of ruins that song.
Yeah.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. You remember the, did you see the story of the rapper Lil Uzi Vert?
Oh, yeah, you showed me that picture.
They put the diamond in the middle of his head. That
right.
was a different one.
Right, okay.
Somebody tried to steal that one. This is a guy who I just put up on my Twitter. Rapper Dan Sir gets gold chain hooks surgically implanted into his scalp.
And there's a whole bunch of them, right?
Yes, and he has, it looks like, it looks like dreads, but yep. The hair is golden hanging from the hooks.
Actual gold.
Yes.
So that's heavy. It's got to be actually embedded in his skull, doesn't it?
It is.
In the bone.
Yes.
So when someone comes along.
Skull.
To rip those out.
Right. That's my point.
Woo!
This 23-year-old Mexican Goldilocks claims he's the first rapper in human history to rock an assortment of gold chains as hair. Hanging from hooks that he surgically implanted into his scalp.
How do you sleep with that? Can you imagine all that clunk, 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 and heavy and wow, headaches?
The truth is, I wanted to do something different because I see that everyone dyes their hair.
That's what he said. Missing persons would be very upset about that. I think I'll dye my hair blue.
I have it as a hook implanted in my head, and the hook has hooks, and they're all hooked to my skull.
The hooks have hooks. Woo!
Under my skin.
Man, that's insane.
So that seems dumb.
That's, well, one of them has got to rip out no matter what at some
point.
You
would think somebody would just do a run by.
100%. I mean, you said the guy who had the little diamond or whatever.
Somebody tried to steal it.
So, yeah. I mean, how much more is this?
He jumped in the pit and tried to get it back, and they said he did get it back. It was a $24 million diamond.
What did that feel like getting torn out of there?
What an idiot. So let's go to the Heineken 00 hotline. We have the stylist to the stars, and I believe the person that performed this procedure.
Whoa.
Roger Racine.
Hello, Roger?
Yes. Yes, hello. That's true. I did the procedure, and it was remarkable.
Mm-hmm. Does it seem dangerous to you at all?
Not at all. Okay. I'm not a medical professional, but to the best of my knowledge, it's just fine.
Okay.
What if someone did grab a handful of it and pull? Wouldn't it rip his... What's gonna happen?
Well, there are small hooks implanted into the skull,
mm-hmm.
and then the golden chains are hooked onto those hooks, you see.
Mm-hmm.
So if someone were to grab them, they'd simply bust loose, I assume.
I
have no idea. No one's ever done this before. It's remarkable. It's remarkable. It's no one's ever done this before.
Right, I've heard that. Now, so you didn't even think of perhaps testing what would happen if people pull on it?
No, of course not.
Okay, all right.
Because this is a wonderful world.
You're missing about the look.
The look, right.
Look,
right.
The look. No rapper's ever had actual golden hair before.
Right, I've heard that, yeah.
He's the first one.
Is this the strangest thing you've ever been asked to do, or...
so far, but we're not stopping there.
Oh,
Dan, what else?
Dan Sir, the rapper Dan Sir
the
is his name, is a remarkable individual and a huge talent, and we're not going to stop simply with golden hair. We're going to keep augmenting him and making him the most unique person in music.
What if he were just to be a better rapper?
That might be a good idea.
What?
All right, what kind of...
A lot of people are rapping, but how many people have hooks in their head with gold hanging from them?
Apparently none.
I mean, this is the first one.
Right, yeah. Right.
Exactly.
Okay, so what else is the plan?
Well, first, next up, we're going to transplant his ears. We'll take his ears off and put handles there instead.
Wow, that'd be... Would this be the first one ever?
The first one ever to have handles for ears.
So will he be able to hear?
A very aggressive girlfriend.
Okay, I might want this.
Installing two small dust busters into his nostrils.
I'm sorry, small dust busters.
Dust busters into his nostrils. Cannot get the cocaine up there fast enough. So we're just simply going to add some dust busters. We're going to surgically implant a bottle opener into his navel.
Oh, I mean, that could be useful.
I like this one.
That's not bad.
Have fun at parties.
Has anybody ever done this before?
First time ever anyone's done it. We're going to transplant his nipples and put in laser pointers.
Oh, I like that one.
Wow, okay.
I'm actually liking this.
How are you?
Yes.
Can you do it for Sluggo as well?
Yes.
Absolutely. It'll be two people, not one
people. That's true. That is true. That is
and then, lastly, we're taking his testicles out and we're putting in two small clown horns.
Best idea ever.
First one ever.
Right. Thank you, sir.
No one else.
Right. Thank you, sir. We appreciate it.
No one.
Right. No one else.
Lots of other people.
No!
Right. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Yes, we have our 1 second of nonstop raw.
I mean, I thought that guy was going to win. I thought he knew it for sure.
And it's worth $5,000 this hour.
Because he didn't.
He did not get it.
So $5,000 it's up to.
A Florida fisherman is lucky to be alive today because...
Florida!
Yep. Guy in Florida. What a surprise. Yeah, he was nearly attacked by a giant alligator while fishing in the Everglades. Guy's name is Tommy Lee.
Wait, Tommy Lee?
He was hunting for...
Tommy Lee from Motley Crue?
No.
This is like a whole new The Dirt. Right on, Tommy Lee!
No, this
what
is...
What was he doing in Florida?
This is just a guy named Tommy Lee. It happens to have his name. He was fishing.
Yeah.
And a big-ass alligator... A big-ass alligator...
Right.
...emerged from the water and started charging him.
Charging Tommy Lee?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I mean, dude, what are you doing out there anyway fishing? I mean, that's what's out there, all these alligators and stuff. I'd be like, it's not worth trying even.
I mean, it chased him.
Oh, my God.
And then Tommy Lee had his GoPro on. Right. Not that one.
And Tommy Lee from Motley Crue.
No, he had his GoPro on.
Right.
And he said, you got to be careful here. This is where the scariness begins. And he fell. And then he starts like crawling away from the alligator. It didn't get him. In the end, he turned around and just went back in the water. But
right.
Almost.
Yeah.
Hello?
Rippin. Hey, did I hear my name? Yeah.
Tommy Lee?
Sluggo, Kevin. It's your old friend Tommy Lee. Yeah, rock and roll. Yeah.
Dude, are you all right? I told you it was Tommy Lee. I knew it.
You're so right, Sluggo. Yeah.
What happened, if you could tell us from firsthand information then, Tommy?
Oh, man. Well, you know, I go down to Florida couple times a month for my drum circle with Jason Bonham and Max Weinberg. You know, we do a Bayou drum circle, and we just, you know, it's all about life in the fast lane, rocking and rolling, you know, guitar picks, hot chicks, drumsticks.
And alligators.
And alligators, yeah. And, it, you know, when you're down there in the Bayou, man, you got to understand, like, like, crocs are going to come and alligators, so... It's not my first encounter. I remember one time me, John Bon Jovi, and Geddy Lee made an alligator airtight. And
that did not happen.
Survived. Yeah, it just survived. A lot of meat there, you know? Rock and roll. But this one cruised up on me. I was like, whoa.
Right.
And I was normally a lot more mobile, but I was wearing my leather pants. You know,
like you do when you go fishing. Sure. Yeah. And you're Tommy Lee. Yeah. Yeah.
My mobility was a bit compromised, you know. And I couldn't get away too quick. Luckily, I got a glory hole in my leather pants.
Oh, well, that's nice.
Good. And I was able to batter it into the ground like a tent spike. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, we do.
Tommy, thanks for calling in, man. We're glad you're safe.
Yeah, rock and roll.
Woo! 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
I'm pretty excited about this particular story. I would like to find this, yes.
You would love to find this, wouldn't you?
Very happy.
Drugs found stashed in Little Debbie box during Arkansas traffic stop. This happened in Johnson County, Arkansas. Don't know where that is.
It's not a good safe place to put it because, you know, man, right. Need some weed. Right. And some sweets.
And they
man.
Need some sweets.
Yeah.
According to the Johnson County Sheriff's Office, the driver of a vehicle got out and ran away from a traffic stop.
That's not suspicious.
Just booked it. Just ran as fast as he could.
Why'd you pull over then? Keep going.
But by the way, after a deputy saw methamphetamine paraphernalia in plain view. Deputies also claimed a woman in the vehicle tried to hide a small bag of pills.
Give me the pills.
So they called a canine unit, was called to the scene, and the deputies located the driver hiding right nearby in the woods. Like, he wasn't trying
to
run.
You can't see me.
Yes. He was right kind of a couple of trees back.
Dude, you want to try a little harder and then we'll come get you?
I don't know exactly what he was thinking.
Deputies
determined that the pair were both felons from Oklahoma, the woman having a felony arrest out of Oklahoma City for vehicle theft.
So, wow, they sound like a fun couple.
The suspect's vehicle was searched, authorized, and uncovered 100 grams of meth.
Woo!
150 Xanax pills.
Oh, man.
Half a pound of marijuana. And a handgun with a serial number scratched off.
Oh, I don't know how that happened.
Deputy said most of the drugs were discovered in a Little Debbie oatmeal cream pie box.
Little Debbie, I am coming home.
I love those. How dare they taint Little Debbie?
I need to find Southern culture on the skids. I hope we have them.
That is so good. You've had them, right?
Little Debbie rules. Yeah.
So I'm outraged.
Yeah, how dare they?
The police department actually has a tiny sense of humor when they post it on Facebook.
Oh, yeah?
As cops, mm-hmm. we can't begin to tell you how much this upsets us. Snack food is our life. If criminals start messing with zebra cakes, too, we're going to take it personally.
How odd. Well, it's really weird. It's really 2021, isn't it?
Leave them alone, people.
I think that's a good place to put it. When you have a stash of stuff, you have what's called a dirty box. You know, that's where I keep all my, you know, all stuff, paraphernalia.
Sure.
And I like to put it in weird things like that. Like, I keep mine now. It used to be a box of soap, real nice soap, and mm-hmm. it has a little bow on the top, and it looks really pretty and real nice. And inside, it's foul. So that's pretty funny. I mean, it's a good place to keep it.
It is a good place to keep it, except for when the canine shows up.
Yeah. I know it's in you.
It turns out they can find it.
Not dog treats.
In the Little Debbie. What did you call yours? A filth hole?
No, that's something else.
What did you call it?
A dirty box.
Dirty box.
Yeah. Yes. Filth hole. Wow, I like how your mind twists stuff into...
Filth hole. Listen, that's what I thought you said.
They're playing Coachella, too. 95.5 KLOS, it's Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Kevin is on the lam, which isn't nearly as naughty as it sounds, even though we are talking about Kevin. He's running from the law today. Might be back tomorrow. These are things that happened in the past. The worst of Kevin and Sluggo that you're, quote, enjoying, end quote. And we were taking calls a few months ago about the person that you texted incorrect information to. You texted the wrong person.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
We've got Kings tickets to give away sometime between now and 5. That's very cool.
Very
excited
about
ask
that.
Some very important trivia questions for that or something.
Like we do.
Yeah.
always important.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about texting the wrong person because this happens a lot.
Yes,
and
indeed.
It's one of these evergreen topics that we could probably do once a month because there's so many people who have that oops factor.
Yeah, you know, back in the day, if you called the wrong number, you would know pretty much right away. It's not grandma on the phone, so you're not going to say something weird.
But now with caller ID, they'll call you back.
Yeah.
Did you just call me? No, it was an accident.
No, leave me alone. Butt dialing.
Leave me alone.
Have you ever done butt face dialing by accident?
I have.
I hate that.
I have.
All of a sudden, there's someone staring at you. Like,
yep.
Oh, hi, I didn't want to. Sorry, I'm in the shower. I'm going
to
hang up.
Mean to do that. Here is one of the funniest texts I've ever seen that went to the wrong person.
Nice.
This is real. I found it on BuzzFeed, and I'm going to read it as is.
Okay.
We are back in the hospital because Jake set his butthole on fire again. Again.
What was it that you did set on fire?
You have the wrong number. But please keep me updated. OMFG. And then the original texter says, oops, sorry. And then the guy that was the wrong number goes, no, come back. I want to hear everything.
Yeah, totally. More info, please.
Can you imagine getting that text from somebody? Jake set his butthole on fire again.
Down there playing with a lighter.
How does that happen?
No, I'm assuming that was a wrong thing, but maybe not.
Like underwear?
Yeah, something. Or I don't know.
As far as I know, that's not flammable. The last I checked. Well,
I guess we'll have to do some experiments.
Last I checked.
Hey, get Heidi and Frank in here.
It wasn't. Would they help?
Oh, yes. I bet they would. They'd be down with seeing what's flammable and
Come on. We're back in the hospital because Jake set his butthole on fire again. For God's sake.
Would you love to get that text?
Yes. Yes.
And I would find some way to keep it rolling for sure.
I would too. I would say, how did he do it this time?
Exactly. Yes. There you go.
You play that part for the rest of time.
Yes.
I want all of the updates on that story.
Oh, man. I'm so concerned. Is he okay? Right. How did he do it exactly?
Right. Well, how badly is he burned?
Any pictures? What did the nurse say this time?
I would not ask for any pictures. Oh, that's where you and I are different. So you sent a text to the wrong person and it was embarrassing. What is it?
Oh, man.
This was a stranger. Still embarrassing.
Yeah, it's great.
But most of the time it's, you know, sexy picture or something about sex in general. You send it to a parent.
Yeah, or we're going to get rid of this guy, and you don't send it to the boss. You send it to the guy that you're going to get rid of, that sort of thing.
That happens,
you get those.
818-955-KLOS. 818-955-KLOS.
That's one of those great driving songs. If you had an open lane on the freeway just now, Joyous Wolf is who that is from Orange County. Fearless on KLOS.
Yeah, there are a lot of those open lanes in Southern California.
Yeah.
All right, we are talking about you got a text from or you texted the wrong person. You have one of those?
Hi, KLOS. First long-time listener, first-time caller.
Thank you. You texted the wrong person?
No, actually, my mother had texted me.
Oh, okay.
And it was a sexually oriented.
Oh, no. No.
What did it say? What?
It was something along the lines of, it felt so good when you
in. Oh! And it wasn't about something else somehow?
No, because she was trying to text her boyfriend or something.
Oh.
And I replied, like, Mom, stop. Like, no. And then it continued.
What?
She was like, yeah, I was so or something. And it was just terrible. It was the worst text I've ever got from my mother.
Man, did you end up, you know, following it up? How was your mom in bed? I mean,
I immediately called her and told her what the heck.
I see. Okay.
You know, let's call her right now, actually. I want to talk to her with you on the phone.
Thank you for calling.
Thanks for calling. Oh, we're not going to do that? Oh, damn.
KLOS, hello.
I accidentally take the picture of my and you not to Marcy.
To Marcy. That she was telling me about. And she's like, wow, I'm pretty impressed by that.
She doesn't need that, though.
That's massive.
I will speak on her.
Thanks for calling.
Side. KLOS, hello.
What's up, man? How's it going, guys?
Good. Talking about you texted the wrong person or got one from someone?
I texted the wrong person one time. This was a long time ago, too, like 15 years ago. And I'm texting my homeboy, and I'm texting this really hot chick that I liked at the time. And I'm texting Toby, and I'm texting this girl, and all of a sudden I text the girl. I'm just going to lay it out there, and I text her, man, I'd crawl through a mile of broken glass just to bury my face in your
Right.
And it was Toby, dude. He texted me back and says, come on over. Oh, my God.
Plan accepted. Thank you for calling.
Thanks for calling, dude. 818-955-KLOS. Where did your text go wrong?
We're talking about texting the wrong people. That seems to happen a lot. Happens a lot to me.
Oh, man.
Tell you that. We started with this text that I found on BuzzFeed. We're back at the hospital because Jake set his butthole on fire again.
Again.
That's the key word.
I mean, I feel terrible for those people, but it's hilarious.
I don't feel terrible.
They have to keep dealing with
this.
Yeah.
Hilarious.
And then they send it to a random number.
Hilarious. Yeah, they send it to the wrong person. So the person says, you're on the wrong number, but please keep me updated. OMFG. And then they say, oops, sorry. And the guy goes, no, no, come back. I want to hear everything.
Right.
Which is hilarious.
Yes.
This is just a mom text. It's not a wrong number text, but it's a mom text. Okay. And you'll see why.
Yeah.
Please stop changing the Google logo so much. I like the original one. Then the guy says, mom, I don't change the logo. Google changes it. And she says, on my computer, you don't run the Google?
You don't run the Google.
And he said, if I did, I wouldn't be driving a 2004 Ford. That is hilarious.
That's awesome. Oh, mom.
Here's one that you really never want to have someone send you. Yeah. Guess what?
Chicken butt.
So you say what?
Oh, sorry, what?
And then they say, no, you have to guess.
I'm annoyed.
And then, a question mark, I don't know. IDK.
Yeah.
Grandma's in the hospital.
What?
Why would you make me guess that? What happened? Can you imagine?
Right? And I saw one where mom didn't know what LOL meant, and like aunt whoever had passed away, and she says, you know, it's really sad she passed away, blah, 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 LOL.
Oh, that's funny.
And they're like, I thought it was love out loud.
Love out loud. Moms, oh, moms.
Come on.
But now we're talking about you texted the wrong person. KLOS, hello.
My daughter texted her boyfriend's mom while they were in the car together, instead of her boyfriend, and said, are we going to be stuck at the house again with mom's cooking?
Oh!
And she said it, to his mom.
Oh, man.
And she replied, you mean to text my son? And my daughter said she wanted to jump out of the moving car.
Sure.
Of course.
Their relationship has not been the same since.
That sucks. That sucks. Never be honest in a text. Just
right?
Don't.
That's the key.
Yeah.
Always check who you're sending it to.
Yes, of course.
Exactly. Thanks for calling. Hey, do you know, is her cooking really that horrible?
No, I think she was just bored and wanted to get out of the house.
Gotcha.
Well, maybe she should take that angle. I guess you can't win.
That's a terrible thing.
Yeah. Right on. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good. Thank you. You texted the wrong person?
Yeah, I texted my sister when I thought I was texting some chick who I don't know. The text actually was my felt good resting against your nose while it was your throat last night.
And you said that to your sister.
She texted me back. She said, I'm not her, bro.
Well, at least she wasn't like, did she didn't have a meltdown about it.
No. Like the other guy. I'm glad she didn't say, come on over.
Right? 855 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Mike Powell, Kevin, has super glued his fingers to his, to his person. But that doesn't mean we can't play the high-low game, which is now worth $1,600. And it is all happening thanks to the Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. And Journey, Billy Idol, have requested your presence at the shows they're going to be doing in April. If you're caller 13 right now, you for sure get those tickets to that show, and you can play our precious little game. Last person guessed 91, which was too high, so we're looking for a number between 0 and 95 that is lower than 91. And if you're caller 13, you get to play and get the tickets. 818-955-KLOS. Unto thee, good luck. Hi, KLOS, who's this?
This is Christine.
Christine, you are caller 13.
No way.
I guess you should have been caller 16, but that's beside the point. Especially coming out of KISS.
Oh, my God.
But you know what? We still keep the 16 rolling because it's worth $1,600 right now, the high-low contest.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm not going to let it go, Christine.
I'm very excited.
Yeah? Well, I want you to win, damn it. So
I am going to.
You, in fact, for sure have one. You got Journey and Billy Idol tickets. You're going to their show in April.
Wow. This is amazing.
If you can guess that number, the last guess was 91, which was too high, something between 0 and 95, but lower than 91, then I'm going to give you that $1,600, Christine. What number would you like to throw on the table?
I'm going number 77, my friend.
77 is, unfortunately.
Are you high? Are you high?
Boo! Christine, do you want to find out whoever came up with a random number? I think it was Google, and have them dealt with?
Yes, please.
You should have picked your number. That's what they should have gone with. Stupid Google.
I know.
Go into Journey and Billy Idol for sure, and congratulations.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Dubby, 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
You know, this isn't good considering what we're about to talk about. It's not helping the cause.
How dare you? So I got the... Here's the thing.
Yeah.
I've had the name Kevin my whole life.
Mm-hmm. I haven't had the name Doug all my life, but okay.
It was fine when I was a kid.
Sure.
It's fine in grade school. It's fine in high school. Kevin.
Yeah, it's a good name. It is a good name.
It served me well.
Yeah.
All of a sudden in the last 5 to 10 years.
Yeah, what's up that?
I don't know, but...
It's turned a corner.
Kevin is really a bad name now.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of people are trying to put that in place of Karen.
Yeah, the male version of Karen. And why Karen? We were saying, we know some nice...
Sure, there's
very
some
nice,
lovely Karens.
Smart, intelligent...
But I don't care about that as much as I do the male version of Karen.
Well, maybe you should get on the Karen bandwagon.
I don't want to be Kevin.
Yeah, why Kevin? Why does that get to be?
There's something called Kevinism.
And that's not Kevining.
No.
Totally different
this
phenomenon.
This is discrimination against people named Kevin. What the F?
Wow, almost, you really feel some power on this, man. You almost threw it out there.
Historically, wow. German people have a negative preconception about people with certain trendy Anglo-American names like Kevin.
Trendy? How is Kevin trendy?
I don't know.
My friend Kevin is not trendy in any way.
In no way. So much rude. So that there's a Wikipedia page about Kevinism, which is true. I went and found it.
Oh, no.
According to a master's thesis authored at the University of Oldenburg in 2009, certain names can indeed lead to prejudices on the part of teachers. For example, the name Kevin.
Wow, really? I guess I can see that.
Given to a German child indicates to German teachers that such a student is prone to attention-seeking behavior.
Oh, very true then.
I mean, so far so good.
Interesting.
As well as lower scholastic performance. And is also indicative of a lower socioeconomic status.
You got into radio.
How many bad things can be about Kevin?
Well, you know what? This is kind of...
So I'm dumb? I do have attention-seeking behavior and lower socioeconomic status.
So, well, I mean, you know...
When did this all happen?
We were talking to that woman about the dogs, and she knew what kind of dog it was going to be just based on the name.
Yes.
And the breed. Mm-hmm. So a certain breed is named a certain thing. And I bet there's weird truth to that.
Some people consider the name Kevin to be a marker of low social class.
You can't argue that one, my friend.
Though names do have correlations with parental income and education, making broad generalizations. Yeah, no kidding. In Germany, for example, Alpha Kevin. Yes.
Uh-huh.
Was for a time at the top of the list for an online poll for word of the year in Germany to describe, quote, a particularly unintelligent young person. I mean,
wow.
I'll accept young person out of that, but I'd rather not.
So this isn't like something that's just sort of zoning in on you. This is a worldwide, yeah.
There's a Wikipedia page titled Kevinism.
Wow, that's rough.
However,
change your name to Doug.
We're talking back in Germany, where it says Kevin equals a particularly unintelligent young person.
Right.
However, it was struck from the list because it was so mean. So it's, I got to be honest.
Now they're feeling bad for you. That's almost a little worse.
It's a little weird to have everybody coming after me now. I have a name of like Jeffrey Dahmer or something. Like, this is awful. Listen, I'll accept dumb.
Mm-hmm.
I'm
get out of here.
I'm good with young. Yeah. That's fine.
But not true.
But come on now. I mean, it's weird to see the name that you've been given just get dragged through the mud.
Wow, yeah. So you and Karens are really feeling some pain.
No, it's not the male Karen. I don't know what you're talking about. Karen is a terrible name that's given to terrible people. Kevin is...
Despite what we just said.
Only means stupid and low socioeconomic.
Stop being a Kevin.
Okay. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
What is up, man? June gloom out there. It's nice.
I knew you would love it when I was driving in.
It makes me a good mood, man.
I'm all right with this for a day.
Yeah?
Sure.
Or 10 or 20 days?
No. I think tomorrow could be sunny.
Maybe the stripper could put in a call and ask for a couple extra days to go. So she talks to God.
How's your handwriting? Can you read it? Is it legible?
Crap. And gotten worse. I actually had a friend send me a letter that I had written back in 1977, and my handwriting then was much better than it is now.
Yeah, I think because you stopped caring at some point.
Yeah.
I have had too many times to count, I've written down notes to myself about what I need to say on the air, and then I can't read it.
No idea what it says.
Too many times.
I've had that happen many times, too.
Alan Slattery is the name of a man who used written notes to ask cashiers to hand over money from a bank.
Right.
He went to 3 different banks in 2 weeks. The first one he entered, he handed her the note.
Yeah.
And she was just looking at it like,
huh?
What's this right here? And eventually she couldn't figure out any part of it.
Wow.
And he just took the note.
Wow, really?
Empty handed.
What? Oh, my God. Hey, tellers, maybe that's the thing to do. Just pretend you can't read the writing.
Well, I'm sure if you write well, you know that's right. A lie. But
dude should have printed it out, man.
So that was his first attempt. His second attempt, somebody managed to read the note.
Give us.
It said, your screen won't stop what I've got. Just hand over the 10s and 20s.
Your screen won't
screen.
Stop. Oh, screen.
Yeah. I don't know if he meant like the glass
or
her computer screen. I don't know.
No, probably the glass. He's claiming he's going to blow a massive hole in it, man.
Probably, yeah.
Hand over the 10s and 20s.
So then he went to the second one, the Nationwide Building Society branch, mm-hmm. and he handed the threatening note to the cashier, mm-hmm. and she understood it and handed him $2,400.
Hmm. Oh, wait, so he didn't get anything in the second one either, though?
No, he got $2,400.
This is the second one. Okay.
Third one, uh-huh. he went to the bank and handed him the note. Uh-huh. Now, at what point do you think, I went to a bank to rob it, and I walked away with nothing because she couldn't read my handwriting? Right. Don't you go back and go, take two.
Right.
I'm going to try it again. I'm going to write it a little more clearly. He didn't use the same note.
Oh, come on.
3 times. So one of them read
it.
The other two did not read it.
Right.
The third one said, I can't make out what's happening.
Well, they were able to do it at the other bank, and I got $2,000. That bank's much better than this hellhole. I won't rob you guys
so
again.
So he was 1 for 3 because of his
handwriting. What an imbecile. See, you know, so the teachers are right. It does matter. Your handwriting does matter.
Yeah, I always argued with them. I always yelled at them. I was like, no way. That's never going to matter. And by the way, also, when I was in high school, I had to take typing.
I was
outraged because when would I ever use that?
No one uses keyboards these days. That's for damn sure.
I'm writing a book, at which point I need to type really well.
I can't believe he just kept marching into banks. That's
I can't imagine
ballsy.
Either. Why wouldn't you go back and rewrite it once?
Yeah.
I don't know, dude. It's not a good bank robber.
What
that's
is
why.
A gub?
Huh?
A
gun.
Yeah.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Were you just winking at Stu?
I was not.
I saw Stu in the window and he winked at you.
Honestly, I don't think people can wink.
No, it's terrible.
Successfully.
Don't wink.
I've seen a lot of people do it,
mm-hmm.
and it always looks bad.
Yep.
I've seen
movies, TV shows,
maybe
people.
Maybe a person or two that can pull it off.
Never seen anyone that could. It's always bad. Always.
Although Sluggo winked at his dog over there.
Yeah, there she was, and I winked at her, and I don't know why.
She's like, something's wrong with his eye. What's wrong with my
man,
owner?
Man, you're dumber than I thought.
Scientists potty train cows.
Excuse me?
Mm-hmm.
Try that again.
Scientists potty train cows.
Potty train.
Yes.
Cows.
Mm-hmm.
Moo.
They call it the moo-loo.
I need to go.
I'm going to go now.
Yeah,
I'll
no.
See you later. Bye.
Hold up.
I think you'll find this interesting.
All right. Give it another minute or two.
Turns out the cows can be potty trained as easily as toddlers, sometimes easier.
Because they don't have attitude? Because they don't want to be watching the Teletubbies or whatever it is toddlers watch now.
Scientists put the task to the test, and 11 out of 16 cows learned quickly to use the moo-loo.
You know, I also think you got tasked to the test, first of all. That was good.
Thank you.
Yeah, but then they went one more time?
Just like parents, the researchers used a sweet treat to coax the cows to push through a gate and pee in a special pen.
Huh.
And then it only took 15 days to train the calves.
Wow. You know, cows are very smart. Very
yes,
smart.
That's what I hear.
Yeah.
Although all they say is they're as smart as dogs. And you go, all right, well, we have
fairly
dogs.
Smart. Yeah.
So why do we need that?
Gary Larson knew that a long time ago.
There is a very real problem, according to this article, of livestock waste.
Boy, they've been on about that for a while now.
Yes.
Methane gas in particular.
Yes, but mm-hmm. They haven't contained the methane gas yet.
Mm-hmm.
But they're trying to contain the urine because it contains nitrogen. And when mixed with feces, becomes ammonia.
Oh, no big deal. This is a little deadly.
Which is an environmental issue with acid rain and other problems. It can also taint the water and nitrates and cause airborne pollutant nitric oxide.
That's great, but let's watch the language.
Okay. How crazy is that?
That's insane. I love that they learn so quick.
There is 7% of all U.S. greenhouse gases are nitrous oxide.
Created by cows, though.
Yes.
Ha. Huh. That's so this is 7%.
Yeah.
Hmm.
And cows do pee a lot. A single cow can produce how many gallons of pee a day?
12.
Gallons.
12.
8.
8.
Hmm. 8 gallons?
That's a lot.
It really
yeah,
is.
Yeah, that's a lot. I do about 6 myself.
No, you don't.
I do pee a lot. That's why I'm ever in the studio.
Yes, but gallons?
It seems like it's
you don't make up 1 gallon.
Well, yeah. We should lay a bet on that.
Listen, I'm up.
Who's going to check
between
it?
Between 4 and 5?
Make Stu check it.
Yeah, like he'll do that.
New job for you, Stu.
They haven't started working on number 2 yet, but number 1.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
They've got it taken care of.
Ha. Huh. And they go
actually
in there.
Train cows.
I love that.
Yes.
So, wait a minute. So, why is it better that they go in a certain area? What's going on in there?
Because they can dispose of it.
Okay.
And it doesn't mix with
Yeah. Huh.
So, it actually helps the greenhouse effect.
Are there, like, lines for the loo when there's too many cows
in
there?
I didn't.
Having a go?
I didn't look that
Got a
hard.
Meeting in the moo loo. Be back real soon.
God damn you for knowing that song. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Maybe you heard of this. Prince Charles married Lady Diana Spencer at St. Paul's Cathedral on July 29th, 1981.
Oddly, strangely, and this is one of the only times I can ever say this, as much to Bean's horror, it's one of the only royal things I've ever known about. I know
why
all about
did you
it.
Watch that?
I was in the hospital at the time for a couple of weeks.
And
I
you
was,
didn't have a
nothing
a
else to
channel
do.
Changer?
It was on every damn channel. It was everywhere. Or my roommate wanted to watch it or whatever the hell, but I was stuck with it.
More than 20 wedding cakes were supplied for the occasion by various companies.
Just 20?
More than 20.
Big deal, 20.
So there's a piece that was given to Moya Smith, a royal staffer, who preserved it and dated it July 29th, 1981, which is the day they got married.
And where did she put it? Like in her freezer with all the heads that she collected?
I didn't.
Body parts?
I didn't have the chance to ask her.
Let's call her at home.
But it is going up for auction, and that seems like that would be terrible.
Are you thinking about eating it if we bought it?
Why else would you get it?
I guess it's just a
just
piece
leave
of,
it on the
you nail
on
it
a
to
shelf?
Your wall. Yeah, nail it like right next to your Tom Morello guitar.
What a waste!
Yeah, it is kind
of
weird.
All right, so we have the head of the auction house. I believe his name is Aiden Castlethwaite.
Okay, hello.
Yes, yes, gentlemen. It's a pleasure to talk to you. I'm Aiden Castlethwaite. I'm the manager of the Manchester Elite Auction House here in jolly old London. What time of day is it there on the west coast of the good old United States of America?
It's in the afternoon.
Oh, well, good afternoon. Good afternoon.
Thank you, sir. Now, I saw that you were auctioning off a 40-year-old piece of cake from Princess Diana's wedding.
Yes, yes, it's a nice piece of marzipan from one of the many, many cakes that were used in her wedding to Charles. Of course, there's tremendous amount of interest in any type of royal wedding, but admittedly, we have some very, very odd products, but there are some common ones too, you know, jewelry and, you know, royal gowns and things of that nature.
Right, but 40-year-old cake sounds awful.
It does. I don't plan on anybody actually eating it, but, you know, it would be quite the collector's item for someone who's interested in royal memorabilia.
Do you know if this is one of the cakes that maybe appeared on TV? I actually was in the hospital when that wedding happened, and I watched the whole damn thing. I mean, gosh, yeah, no, I mean, not that it's not exciting or whatever, but I did see the whole thing.
Depending on the broadcast, Sluggo, all of the cake did appear on TV at least at some point during that wedding. It was quite a long broadcast.
Yeah.
So is that the only item that you have?
Oh, no. We have so many, many magical items here at the auction that are still up for auction. Oh. So if any of you or your listeners are interested, for instance, we have an unused, unsmoked box of Winston Churchill's cigar. I'm sorry. I'm being told as we speak, Bill Clinton is bidding on Winston Churchill's unsmoked cigars. And for some reason, your former president of the United States is curious if they hold up to moisture. I don't understand. I don't understand that at all.
We don't understand that either, sir.
We have royal toilet paper actually used from the summertime of 1988.
What?
The Queen, yes, there was a terrible, terrible septic problem underneath Buckingham Palace in the summer of 1988.
Mm-hmm.
No one was allowed to flush any toilet paper, so Prince Charles was quite nice, a quite good man.
You said it's used.
Yes. There is poopy on the paper. It is, but it's royal poopy paper. And if you were interested in that, you could place a bit.
Is that, how is that, I mean, like, do a DNA test on it? How do we know it's the Queen's?
It will come with a certificate of authentication. And actually, we had beer mugs fly out and taste it.
Oh, I believe that. I believe it.
Twice.
The very famous. Prior to World War One, Archduke Franz Ferdinand of Austria,
mm-hmm.
He, for some reason, decided to collect his schmegma in a jar, and you can place that for bid. He gave it to the Queen as a touching gift. Yes. We have some unused poppers from Elton John and Bernie Top, and from the sessions of Candle in the Wind. It apparently was quite a party, a rousing party, yes.
Yeah, that song really does make you want to party.
King James III in 1522, we have collected his merchants. His actual merchants, apparently. He spent the winter in the coast of Wales in Cardiff, and, you know, there's very dirty, dirty people around those ports, you know what I'm saying? So he caught some clap, as you call it there, stateside. And,
STD?
He had all his pubes, and then he collected all of his merkins, and we have the entire collection here. It's very nice.
Those were sheep, as I recall, that he used.
He actually used living sheep, it's true. He was a very, very pushy man.
What did those go for? The merkins?
70,000 euro. Yeah, that's
wow!
Standard. Yes.
Wow!
We have Scotland. If you'd like to buy Scotland, we have it up for sale.
I'll buy Scotland! $10!
I'm tired of that. Yes, we're very tired of that.
$10!
I see here a first-class ticket stub to Jeffrey Epstein's Island from King Charles. The legal team is talking to me. Actually, that doesn't exist, and it's not up a bit.
Sorry.
That actually doesn't exist.
Okay.
The 1966 English national team, who won the World Cup in Wembley,
right,
beating West Germany 4-2. You can imagine, it was just a joyous event here,
sure,
in England. They ended up murdering one of the many, many hookers that they had after the game, when they were celebrating, of course. And we dug her up, exhumed her from a Birmingham warehouse, and you can actually buy her. You can buy her.
I think I saw a picture of her on the internet today.
Oh, yeah, she's dating that young guy, right?
A 21-year-old or whatever.
Yeah. Oh, you know, this just came in. Actually for sale, Gene Simmons.
Is that right?
Of Kiss?
Yes, that's right.
You can buy.
Apparently, the man will sell out and do anything.
Kevin,
hey, goodbye. We'll see you next time.
Hey, Greg.
Hey, Greg. We were just saying goodbye.
No, I know. Sluggo mentioned to come in and say goodbye. So I.
Oh, right. Well, I thought maybe we could chat for a second.
We're saying goodbye. You're starting.
So, hold on. I just want to make sure it's clear.
Yeah.
We're all saying goodbye.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Then you are leaving.
No. You're leaving.
I'm
leaving. We're leaving.
We're leaving.
That's right. You're
Who's
right.
Who's left?
I don't know. It's like 10 little Indians. Everyone's dead.
I'm going to have to do the math. I'm sorry.
I have a kitty at home. Can I go pet? Do you want to go pet my kitty, Greg?
Mm-mm.
Come on, baby.
Been waiting for so long for you to ask
me
this.
All right. Greg's off to pet my kitty. And
Sluggo and I are going to be here?
Wait. Let's go back to the math.